Following the two-day emergency Middle East summit hosted at the White House, Palestinians and Israelis had distinctly different interpretations of its results. Palestinians, for the most part, viewed the summit as a failure, maintaining that their leader, Yasser Arafat, came back empty-handed. Israelis expressed satisfaction that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had remained tough and made no concessions to the Palestinians on a date of withdrawal from the West Bank city of Hebron. NPR's Linda Gradstein was in Hebron today and filed this report.
The Muslim call to prayer echoed off the Hebron hills this afternoon, but few here were able to make it to the mosques to pray. For more than a week, Palestinians here have been under a 21-hour-a-day curfew, allowed out for just 3 hours each morning to buy food and other supplies. By 9 a.m., the normally traffic-choked streets are empty, the stores shuttered, the sidewalks deserted. In a small house off a side street, nearly a dozen Palestinian men sit discussing the outcome of the summit. 27-year-old Hafez Raed says it was a total failure, and he expects little from Sunday's follow-up talks. If President Clinton couldn't get Netanyahu to agree to any concessions, why should Sunday be any different, he says. They'll meet and Arafat will ask for something and Netanyahu will just say no. And if that happens, he says, Yasser Arafat will have a hard time keeping the Palestinians in line. Yasser Arafat doesn't speak for all the Palestinians, he says, and I believe Islamic Jihad will start more terrorist actions like the ones they carried out a few months ago. And he says there will probably be more violence like last week. More violence is exactly what the Jewish settlers here fear. The 450 Jewish settlers here live in the center of the city, protected by Israeli soldiers. The curfew doesn't apply to the settlers, nor to the hundreds of Israeli tourists who've come here this week to visit the Jewish holy sites. Rabbi Avinoam Horowitz, who's lived here for more than a decade, says Prime Minister Netanyahu did just what he should have at the Washington summit.
Bibi didn't give any promises, and all what he promised is to speak.
But they're going to talk about it on Sunday in Gaza. Are you concerned that there will be the army pulling out, the redeployment soon?
I hope not. I hope that Bibi will explain them that he cannot pull out the army because we saw, and all the world saw together, that to leave the Palestinian police by themselves, it's very, very dangerous for everyone.
What do you think would have happened here if the army hadn't been here?
They will kill all the Jews.
While the settlers here hope the soldiers won't leave, Prime Minister Netanyahu has publicly committed his government to the redeployment sometime in the future. Rabbi Horowitz's wife, Shani, says she can wait.
First of all, any delay is good. Second of all, if Netanyahu would have talked about Hebron in Washington under the pressure of Clinton, Arafat, Hussein, all three against one there, it wouldn't have been good. And hopefully, we're hoping that Netanyahu will be strong. That's what we're hoping.
But what the settlers see as strength, the Palestinians here see as intransigence. They say they have no choice but to wait and see what comes out of Sunday's talks. But their expectations are low. I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.